Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, from Mexicali and Imperial Valleys. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingüe. And your hosts today are Scott Dudley.
You never run out of gas at that point.
I know. Scott Dudley, and yours truly, Maria Wyatt. Our phone number here, again, at the station is 337-8874. And also, don't forget to access our podcast at kxoradio.com.
Every morning, I kind of, when I listen to Maria, I'm kind of ticking off all the items that we're supposed to cover. And at a certain point, I know she's going to cover them all, and I'm like, I start getting like desperate, like, okay, everything's been said. What am I going to say? And I was going to say, like, summertime and the living is easy. And I was going to, you know, do something like that just to kind of warm us up. And then she runs out of gas halfway through, and I'm like, oh,
uh-oh.
What did she get the website or? Anyhow.
Anyway.
We are Let's Talk About
It. Yes, we are. And let's not forget about tomorrow. It's the premiere of the, for all you Harry Potter fans.
Yes,
tomorrow at the movies in Imperial, they're going to have a movie premiere party only for 21 and over. So, sorry for all the kids. This is all for 21 and over. It starts at 5:30. They're going to have cocktails. That's why it's only 21 and over.
Hey, stay tuned for today's topic, by the way.
They're going to have a gift shop for Harry Potter, costume contest, and the movie starts at 7 p.m., and the tickets are $20, and this is brought to you by the Imperial County Film Commission. And the deadline to purchase the tickets was July the 8th, but, you know, you can always contact them and see if they have...
Go on Craigslist.
Yeah, see if they still have some tickets, and you can call them at 337-4155, and this is sponsored by the Imperial County Film Commission.
And Maria's community calendar is brought to you by the folks at Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and KUBO Radio. Is that it?
Do you got Thank more? You. No, that's it.
Okay. No, when this first came out, I was like, why are they doing this for adults? This is a kid's movie. This is so weird. And then I kind of did the math in my head. And what happens is the people who were the same age as Harry Potter when the first movie came out are now over the age of 21.
It's been. But, you can take minors. You know, it's a PG-13. But, you know, the adults, not to the cocktail or anything like that. This is for 21, so.
Yeah.
But still, you can still take them to the party.
Two-thirds of my kids are going to premiere events without cocktails. But two-thirds of my kids are so enthused about seeing this that they've been talking about it for, like, the last month. So,
well, yeah.
Yay.
I think I only saw the first movie, and that's it.
Yeah. Read the books. The books are just masterful. Really, really neat books. So, okay, welcome back.
A lot to read.
Where were we? 337-8874.
Kindle.
Kindle actually doesn't read them any faster, though.
I know.
You're kind of sort through
but
the
it's
words.
Just, you know, it's light. And, you know, my mom had, I just got my mom that was for her Mother's Day gift, a Kindle. And she loves it.
Really?
And yeah, she's 67, and so it's very easy
you know
to
what? It's,
use.
I'll tell you, I'm worried that because I read a lot, I'm worried that if I sit in front of one more light-emitting source of energy, that I'm going to, like, go totally blind because my, you know, you get
There's no light in it. I don't think there is.
No? So it's just like looking at a regular page?
Yeah.
Cool. I may Kindle something here at some point. Grow up and get, like, new technology. Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
This is your wellness radio that we've just kind of piddled away 5 minutes of. Mario, like, reading his mind, aren't I?
I know. Mario's saying, how are we going to do this at the podcast? Cut it off.
I was going to do the names backwards. We're here with Smart Recovery. We have the Smart Recovery folks because they are the folks that really are out there behind the scenes pushing in the community for Smart Recovery.
Which stands for?
Susan Ireland, first.
Smart Recovery stands for Self-Management and Recovery Training.
Yes. Otherwise known, a.k.a. SMART, which is like if you add up all those words, that adds up to SMART. And we've got Don Gorham in the house. And, you know, for those of you out in the community who've danced with Don at one time or another, whether, you know, it was out at Broken Spoke or over at VOA or any of his haunts, because Don's been haunting this place for years, out at the toy drives.
Yes.
Don is an iconic figure in the Imperial Valley, and in many, many, many people have, like, little Don tattoos because Don helped get them where they really needed to go, and Don made it okay for them to go there. He didn't actually do the work. He wished he could, but he can't. But he knew he couldn't, and he made it okay for them to do it. Welcome aboard, Don.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having us here today. Hopefully we can give you a little information regarding the SMART program. I think the person that has most of the information is Susan, the facilitator, but I don't want to take over your job, Scott. So. Thanks for having me.
See, he's letting me do the work. I told you. He's got that.
I'm semi-retired.
Playing golf. Shooting golf. Do you play golf or shoot golf?
I attempt to play golf. I attempt it. It's a tough, tough game.
You got a week of nice weather, though. Are you going to get out and play?
Yeah, well, if it's too hot here, I go to San Diego. So.
Oh, nice.
Through this weekend, it's going to stay this kind of weather.
So. And then next week is?
Back to reality.
Back to reality.
Back to reality until October.
Yeah.
Until October.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks for coming, Bert Con.
Thank you very much.
Susan. You've been doing SMART recovery groups in the community now for how long?
For a year.
For a year, really?
Yeah, is a month. This is a month anniversary for getting.
Are you going to get one of those special coins or something?
No.
Ooh.
No. That's for the other.
That's for NAA.
We need SMART currency,
that's
don't
for
we?
The other one.
We sure do. But it's been going for a year now. Mm-hmm. So it's been going good. Slow at times, but it's going good. It's picking up.
Do you have a sense of after having, you know, it's really, I think really after a year, you kind of get a chance to see what it's like to kind of bring something brand new and start doing it in picking a place, getting the place, and just going and seeing how that starts and goes. What's that been like for you?
It's been pretty rough, but now I think it's getting stable. And then now that we have this family and friends group, it's bringing in more to my group, so...
Well,
you've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KGBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.